Guys, we're back. It's bedtime. We're just settling in.
It's threesome?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I'm just kidding.
Topic for today, we decided, was teachers. So, what's the worst kind of teacher you can have? Kenzie?
Well, I have, like, a story about my worst teacher.
Okay.
And my grade 6 teacher. A lot of shit went down in grade 6. Oh, my God.
So, who was she? Or he?
It was Miss Stannard.
You had Miss Stannard?
I had Miss Stannard.
Okay, funny story. I saw her at the Puddles, and then I saw her, like, at the secondhand store, and I saw her, like, everywhere, and she was, like, following me around. It was creepy.
At the Puddles?
Following you around.
Okay, so
I saw her in her bathing suit, and she was, like, swimming after.
Ew.
Like, swimming after.
Ew, that's literally like,
swimming after you.
I would just, like, go underwater.
I do okay, fine.
Good job.
We had just come back from gym, and so everyone is, like, really thirsty, because it was, like, a really warm day out, and we were, it was just a warm day out, and we just come back from, like, running around and gym, you know, just gym. And this kid, he's, like, downing a whole bunch of water, like, after, like, water bottle after another. And the teacher, we're in class, she's teaching, and she goes, "Whoa, buddy, I think you need to, like, calm down on the water." And he's like, "There's nothing wrong with me drinking water. Like, I'm just really thirsty. Like, it's really hot out. We just finished gym, da-da-da." And she's like, "Okay, yeah. And then he continues to drink his water, and she's like, "I think you have diabetes." And the entire class. The entire class looks up at. Oh my. The entire class looks up at the teacher and just stares at her. Like, what the hell is this lady talking about? Like, what do you mean this kid has diabetes? He's drinking water. And. What do you mean he has diabetes? And she's like, "Yeah, we need to call. We need to call your mom right now."
This is so crazy.
Yeah, this is real. She sent him down to the office to call his mother.
Oh my god.
To inform
him.
Yeah, to inform his mother that she thought her son had diabetes.
And
so,
from
drinking a lot of water. So the mom came to the school, picked him up, drove him to the doctor, and tested him for diabetes. And guess what? He came back a few hours later, or the next day or whatever, and he's like, "Guess what, guys? I don't have diabetes." Like,
obviously.
Surprise.
Miss
surprise.
Remember Miss Syme? What was that her name?
Miss Syme, yeah.
She was. I had Mr. Brown again.
Who was she?
So she.
Was she was like the tall blonde lady.
She had really bad breath.
There's literally so many. Tall blonde lady. In my opinion, if you're done your story, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. In my opinion, the worst kind of teacher you can have is a disorganized one. Like, okay, Miss Natto, we literally get nothing done. Like, fuck all done in our class. Like,
there's 12 kids who don't have their.
We're gonna learn nothing this
and
year.
Then she's like, okay, so, like, with that book report over spring break, first of all, she sprang that on us, like, right then. And then I was like,
and it was spring break.
And I had already made plans for, like, the whole spring break by the time she gave it to us. So I was like, well, where the fuck am I gonna put this in? And then I finally did, because I stayed up till 10, like, every night for 4 days. And then we get to school, and she was just like, who got theirs in? And they were, like, everyone had it. And then she was like, oh, well, that was just a test. I'll give you another week. And I was like, fucking, I stayed up.
Yeah.
So, I am sleep deprived. I am unhealthy right now. I'm unhealthy right now because of this homework that you gave me.
I hated it. Like, I had to do it all in the first week.
Fucked.
I was going to Mexico.
Yeah. And she told us, like, you guys need to go outside. You guys need to hang out with your friends. But you also have to get this really important book report done.
Yeah.
And it's worth, like, literally your entire grade.
Mine was horrible. I
I got angry that the fact that she gave us homework over spring break, so I just did it. Like, I didn't care any less about it at all.
Yeah. Okay, Miss Weens, I had her last year, and she was really good because she has no personality.
She's really organized,
and she's, like, she's really good at explaining stuff, and she's, like, honestly, I loved her. She was great, like... But Miss Natto
is really organized.
Miss Burtwill is organized, like, but she's got super fucking nosy. Okay.
Yeah.
Story time. So I had my phone in my pocket. And she saw it peeking out and was like, "Get off your phone." And I was like, "I'm not on my phone. It's just sitting in my pocket." She was like, "Put it away." And then I shoved it like farther into my pocket so she like couldn't see it. And she was like, "Thank you." Like, I didn't even fucking have it out.
Oh my god.
She's like, "Thank you, like, finally, like, just, like, put your phone away." And then later that day, I was crying in the hallway. I don't want to talk about it. I have, like, family problems. But, like, I was crying in the hallway with Chloe. And she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Do you want to see, like, a therapist?" And I was like, "No. Like, I'm a 13-year-old girl. I have fucking problems. I'm gonna cry once a week at least."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Are you human? Yeah. Like, and then she sent an email to my mom.
You're kidding.
About me crying and having my phone out in class. And like I said, like, I'm not even exaggerating. I exaggerate a lot, but this is not exaggeration. I'm dead ass. Yeah.
Remember when we used to pass notes?
And she'd like Galen and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like
Galen.
Gay boy.
He's probably gonna come out gay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he cheated on his girlfriend. He was trying to find someone to like feel something for her, but he was like, "I only feel them when I'm with Robbie."
Oh my god, him and Robbie would be such a cute couple.
Yeah.
I'd ship that, honestly. I'd support
What were
that
you saying way. Though? You were saying something about Burt Whistle.
Oh yeah, we always like pass notes in class.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she'd be like, "You have to like read them in front of the class." And there was this one.
We never did.
Yeah. No, yeah. We never did.
Remember when Kaylin ate one because Miss Natto was like,
"Oh my god!"
It was like it said who he liked on it or whatever, and Miss Natto was like came up behind him and like went over his shoulder and was like, "What are we looking at?" Like all creepy. She's like, "Oh, what are we looking at here?
He what's going on?"
He just shoved it in his mouth, and she was like, "Oh, it's that juicy, is it?"
That was just
awesome.
Like just thinking back on it, I could just see him just going. Like, just... And then his face, he was like...
He couldn't talk. Because there was just so much paper in his mouth.
And then it was moist afterwards, and I, like, stole a bit of it.
Ew.
Because I had to read it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't
tell me.
Oh my god, remember when we broke into Chloe's binder?
Yes.
And then we, like, read the notes. And
that was back when he, like, supposedly liked me.
Wow, McKenzie Gray's story.
That was
okay, really loud. Yeah. Anyway, B, what's your worst teacher description? That was my mom, guys. Isn't she cool?
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, we have to go to bed.
You better ruin this.
Let's take it to bed.
Oh, no. It's only been 9 minutes.
9 minutes?
I don't believe that.
We've had...